brother, do I be youngest? Give me leave.
No, I can better play the orator.
But I have reason, strong and forcible.
Why, how now, sons? That's a strife.
What is your quarrel? How began it first?
No quarrel, but a slight contention.
About what?
Hmm?
About that which concerns your grace and us. The crown of England, father, which is yours.
Mine, boy. Not till King Henry be dead.
Your right depends not on his life or death.
Now you are heir, therefore enjoy it now.
By giving the House of Lancaster leave to breed, it will outrun you, father, in the end.
I took an oath that he should quietly reign.
But for a kingdom, any oath may be broken. I would break 1,000 oaths to reign 1 year.
No. God forbid your grace should be forsworn.
I shall be if I claim my open war. I'll
prove the contrary if you'll hear me speak.
Thou canst not, son. It is impossible.
An oath is of no moment, being not took before a true and lawful magistrate that hath authority over him that swears. Henry had none, but did usurp the place. Then seeing 'twas he that made you to depose, your oath, my lord, is vain and frivolous. Therefore to arms. And father, do but think how sweet a thing it is to wear a crown, within whose circuit is Elysium, and all that poet's fane of bliss and joy. Why do we linger thus? I cannot rest until the white rose that I wear be dyed even in the lukewarm blood of Henry's heart.
Richard, enough!
I will be king or die.
Cousin, I'll shout to London presently and wet on Warwick through this enterprise. Richard and George, you shout to Norfolk straight and tell him privily of our intent. You, Edward, shall to Edmund Brooke, Lord Cobham, with whom the Kentishmen will willingly rise. In them I trust, for they are soldiers, witty, courteous, liberal, full of spirit. While you are thus employed, what resteth more? But that I seek occasion
how to rise, and yet the king not privy to my drift, nor any of the House of Lancaster.
But say, what news? How comes thou into post?
The queen, with all the northern earls and lords, intent here to besiege you in your castle.
She's hard by with 20,000 men, and therefore fortify your hold, my lord.
Aye, with my sword!
What thinks now that we fear them?
Hmm? Edward and Richard, you shall stay with me. Haste you to the new cousin amongst you, that noble Warwick, call them and the rest whom we have left protectors of the king, with powerful policy strengthen themselves. And trust not simple Henry nor his oath.
Cousin, I go. I win them, fear it not.
Sir John and Sir Hugh Marchmont, my uncles. Oh, you are come to stand within a happy hour.
The army of the queen means to besiege us.
She shall not need.
We'll meet her in the field.
Aye!
What, with 5,000 men?
Aye, with 500, father, for a need. A woman's general, what should we fear?
I hear their drums. Let's set our men in order.
And issue forth and bid them battle straight.
5 men to 20.
Though the odds be great, I doubt not, uncles, of our victory. Many a battle have I won in France when as the enemy have been 10 to 1.
Why should I not now have the lights of